Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Straight up top of the hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. It's all about the truth. And we're bringing on Sharon Lynn Wyeth. And I think maybe since we have problems with the phones, maybe we could just go ahead and bring Sharon on. Scott, do you have Sharon there that we could bring her on? Okay. Trevor's there now. Yeah. So we'll hopefully bring on Sharon Lynn Wyeth so that she can come aboard. Sharon wrote the book called Know the Name, Know the Person. We've had her on several times doing that very thing. Taking someone's name, the first name and last initial, and telling you about that person, which is just absolutely fascinating to me. Now, she says she uses a mathematical equation to do this, that she is a, she's a mathematician by trade, by education, and she learned this system, and she is now employed by agencies to help hire people.
Wow.
Yeah. If they will bring them, they will bring her the name of the people, and she will determine or give them information regarding the person, which I think that is just so awesome. And we've had her on the show before, and she pegged me 100%.
She did me as well, yeah.
That's right.
I believe her son Joshua, I can't remember. I know that Joshua was one of the names on her website said,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But Know the Name, Know the Person. The book is available at the Power Mall. Let's bring her on. Thank you so much, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
It is my joy to be back with you again, Joyce.
Oh, you're so kind. You're so kind. Well, we are glad to have you join us and to be able to share again with our listeners because everybody loves it. What is it about someone's name? Why do people, me, pick me? You know, everybody wants to hear about their name. And what is it about someone's name, Sharon?
Well, first of all, we identify with our name. When somebody says, who are you? We answer with our name as if that says it all. And indeed it does if you know how to interpret it. But I think we're always searching for why are we here? What's our purpose? You know, why were we born? And those clues are all in our name once we know how to read it.
The clues are in our name. And again, the book, Know the Name, Know the Person, available at the Power Mall. It's on sale for $25.16. And a lot of people have purchased this and are learning to do this because you teach people how to do it themselves. But what is it that you do? Just explain that. What is it that you do from someone's name?
We look at the patterns and the placement of the letters. For an example, the first vowel in the first name gives your communication style. It tells you what kind of gifts you like, and it gives your learning style, whether you're auditory or visual or kinesthetic. And so there's a lot of information just in that one letter. And then the first letter of the first name is the first impression you give people. The last letter in the first name is the lasting impression, and all the middle letters and their combinations are telling you what your gifts and your challenges are. And then you drop that first name into the last name, and that's your environmental influence. So the first name is the essence of who you are, and your last name is the environmental influence and what other people have tried to teach you or coerce you or, you know, persuade you into. And so you're looking at both of those influences when you see how somebody reacts and will react.
All right. And a lot of people say, does it make it a difference if you use maiden name, married name, trade name, I don't know. Does it make a difference what name you use or should you use the given name?
Well, when you change the last name from like maiden to married, or you just make up one like I did once I understood the system for a last name, what that really does is it says that your environment has changed. And so now the influencing factors around you have changed.
Huh.
So influencing factors.
Okay, we got a 3-minute break coming at us right now. We'll be back with Sharon Lynn Wyeth. Change your name. Well, a lot of people have said Jeb Bush should change his name if he's going to go into the presidential foray there. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with Sharon Lynn Wyeth after the 3 minutes. And Know the Name, Know the Person is the book. Stay tuned.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, it's Joy Schwanley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for being a part of the Power Hour today. We love having Sharon Lynn Wyeth on the program. Her science that she refers to this is nemology, N-E-I-M-O-L-O-G-Y. And what she says is you can find out how first, middle, and last names, such as nicknames, affect behavior and thinking, realize potential conflicts with others and how to avoid them, discover how to meet and connect with somebody immediately, know what types of gifts are appreciated, and become an excellent conversationalist, depending on the name of the person you are addressing. Whoa, all those things are good deals. Wonderful things, and they're in the book, Know the Name, Know the Person, available at the Power Mall. Give us a call at 573-378-6049, 573-378-6049. You know, we were talking about the importance of a name and whether or not a married name, a trade name, whatever name people are using. And you made the statement that you picked a new name for yourself. Is that correct, Sharon?
Yes. Wyeth is not anything but a name coming out of thin air.
Oh, really? So
yes.
How did you go about choosing Wyeth, and then how did you go about getting it changed legally? I'm just curious.
Okay, well, first of all, when I got divorced, I did not want to change my last name simply because I was so involved in schools, and I had seen how some teachers, I think subconsciously, treat children whose parents have a different last name than them. And I didn't want that happening to my children because they were 8 and 9 years old. And so I decided, even though I didn't even want his last name when we got married, which I think is now ironic since I'm into names, but I got married in Germany and you have to have the same last name. And so I decided that I would ditch this last name once my kids got out of school. And by that time, then I knew Nameology Science. So I said, I want the W for the wisdom that I had in my maiden name. I love the W because you learn through your experiences so you don't keep recreating and having the same bad experiences or raunchy experiences, whatever. You get the lesson and you can move on. So I said, I want my W back. And then I said, what do I need to support me? What do I want to learn? What kind of people do I want to bring to me? Because that's all in the last name. And so in my name, there was not one letter that said I ever got to have fun or play or have a sense of humor or anything. And I thought, wow, I want that. And I want to bring people that enjoy playing and having fun and enjoying life into my life. And then I said, you know, there's a lot of controversy around what I'm doing, even though I've proven its accuracy over and over and over again in so many different tests. And so I said, I want to be able to comfortably deal with conflict. And so I put the TH in my name, and the E is for the humor. And then I said, I want to be a leader in this and really help people communicate better and have better relationships. And the leading vowel out there is the Y. And that's how I came up with my name.
Interesting. All right. Now, what we're going to do today is what we always do, and I hope this is not too taxing on you because it's got to be a lot of energy that goes into this. But while we're waiting for the phone calls to come in, if you want to give – now, what is it you ultimately would like? Is it the first name and last name, first name, last first letter of last name? What is it you would like for them to give you?
I definitely need the first name, and if they're comfortable giving me their last name, it gives me more information. But I need to have at least the first letter of the last name so that I can start to dump the name into the last name if they prefer their privacy. And then we were talking right at the break about nicknames. And what happens is when somebody goes by a nickname, what they present to others is the letters and the interpretation of that nickname. However, inside, they're still their birth name.
Okay.
So it's, you're not going to see all the attributes of the birth name because they're going to show you the attributes in the nickname.
Okay. So you would ultimately like to hear, I mean, if somebody consults with you, which you can go to her website, why don't you give your website also?
It's knowthename.com, so that when you're thinking, oh, I wanted to remember that name, you can say, oh, yeah, I just need to know the name. And it's the first half of the title.
Okay, knowthename.com is the website. And you can actually consult with her. And she will do a special little session with you on your name if you would rather do it that way. But we've got several callers who have already called in, and we're going to go to those callers. But first of all, you are a teacher. You mentioned that. Your background is in mathematics, and you say that this all comes together under the guise of mathematics. Is that correct?
It's all patterns. I wouldn't have been able to figure it out if my brain hadn't been so well trained in patterns, and that's all it is. And this past year, in fact, we just got out last week, is my last year in the classroom.
Okay.
So I've still been teaching.
Okay. I love that. I love that. All right. Let's go to Raven. I think the first call is Raven from, I don't know where it is. Do we have Raven
Texas.
On the line? I'm sorry?
Texas, ma'am.
Raven in Texas. Okay, Raven, welcome to the Power Hour today. You're on with Sharon Lynn Wyeth. Do you want to give your first name and first initial of your last name?
Yes, this might be a first for you, but it's R-A-B-I-N, and last name initial is S.
And the first initial of your last name is S, as in Sam, correct?
Correct.
Okay, Raven, R-A-B as in boy, I-N-S. Okay, Sharon.
You are a truth seeker, Raven. You want the truth, and you can't stand being told what to do. You've got this wonderful rebellious streak. Now, the reason I call rebellious streaks wonderful is that those are the people that go after finding out what life has to offer for themselves. Okay?
Excellent.
You're going to say, okay, wait a minute, let me go see if that's true for me. And so these people, like yourself, develop really good discernment over time. And that's why I think it's a great rebellious streak. You have a tendency to be a workaholic. Or you can be a really good couch potato, because once you're done, you're done. The thing in your name that I think is really important to know is that people attempt to take from you that which you no longer want to give. And so you want to be careful that you've protected yourself in such a way so that people don't take your property or people don't steal your intellectual rights and call it like their own, like they're not getting credit for your work. And so that's the one warning in your name that really pops out to me. And you have this fabulous memory. So I'm going to say use it and go for it. And I just love that rebellious streak.
Okay, let me go back to Raven and say, Raven, does this sound like you?
100% accurate. Those qualities are very true. I have a very good memory. And it is true, if I don't watch myself, yes, I could get taken advantage of pretty easily.
And when you're done, are you done?
When I'm done with the workaholic, which is literally 6 to 7 days a week, yes, I could be a couch potato fairly easily.
Interesting. Oh, my gosh. This is amazing. This is amazing how close she is able to come. I mean, does this not shock you, Raven?
It does shock me. I was surprised. I know that my name is very unusual, and I thought I'd give it a try. And I'm glad that I did.
Well, you won. You sound like a person I'd like to have as a friend.
Well, you are a friend. We appreciate what you do. I'm praying for you and your health and the fabulous guests and the memories of those gone that was constantly reminded of, and our friends like Renee out there that just shakes you every morning.
Thank you. All of our people are so gracious. I just love it. Thank you so very much, Raven. You are our kind of people. Let's go to Dustin in Minnesota. Dustin in Minnesota, you're on the air with Sharon.
I'm in Michigan.
Okay, that'll work.
Sorry, buddy.
You can tell I'm not psychic, right? You can tell I don't know what's going on. Go ahead, Dustin.
Okay. My last one. Dustin Cass. Oh,
well,
you got on that.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I can't hear you, but it's Dustin. And then, whoa. And then did you say Cass?
Correct.
Okay, Dustin Cass. Okay, we'll go to Sharon. I'll let you go, and you listen offline if you don't mind, okay. Because it's really bad, or else they'll pod you down. Okay. Go ahead, Sharon.
He would be so much fun to be around because he's joking and he's laughing and he's making fun of whatever's happening. It's not like he doesn't want to do the work because he's smart. He wants to do it faster and quicker and get it done. But he's fun while he's doing it, so it makes it fun for everybody. He also has a tremendous
memory. We got a problem here. We got a problem here with Sharon. We got to get this cleared up. I don't know who you got to call, Trevor, but we got to get this cleared up because we need to have her on, and I cannot hear her. So can you please, what do we need to do, Trevor? Do we need to call her back or what? Okay, why don't you call her back real quick, and let's see if we can get a good connection, because this is just too important. The book, Know the Name of the Person, and the subtitle is How a Name Can Predict Thoughts, Feelings, and Actions. And we were just talking to Dustin in Michigan, who she said would be so much fun to be around. And we'll find out more about Dustin in just a second. I asked him to hang up and listen because he had a bad phone line. It seems like 9 out of 10 phone lines have been bad
today.
But I don't know what the deal is. But anyway, okay, Sharon, is it better now?
I hope so.
Okay, go ahead. All right, we were talking about Dustin, Dustin Cass, and you said he'd be a lot of fun to be around.
Yes, he would just be delightful. He has a good memory, and he's smart, but he uses his smarts to say, let's get the work done and have fun while we're doing it, but we don't have to do everything around work. That's not why we're here. We're here to have a good time and really enjoy life, He can be very stubborn once he gets an idea in his head. However, when he uses that same energy as persistence, he's the one that's going to accomplish his goals and get done what he sets out to do.
Okay, very good. We're going to go to a break. We got a four-minute break. We'll be back with Sharon Lynn Wyeth. And get your phone calls in at 855-995-6923. Now, the phone lines are always jammed whenever she's on, so keep trying if you can. 855-995-6923 or email me at thepowerhour@thepowerhour.com. We'll be back in 4 minutes. Stay tuned.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Yeah.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
man, I love that song. We are celebrating at the Power Hour today. We got Sharon Lynn Wyeth on the program. Know the name of the person if you want to know what she does and how she does it. Get the book. It's on special for $25.16, and she has a new book coming out shortly, and we're going to have her on back on when she does, when that book comes out. We had just finished talking to Dustin in Michigan. Have we finished with Dustin?
Yes. He just, the only thing, the biggest warning in his name, besides being stubborn and being able to turn that into persistence, is he brings people to him that just don't think. And so you've got to be careful with his influences and whether he wants to join those or not.
Interesting. Now, I wish I had him on the line so I could say, is this you? And I would love to hear him say, absolutely. But it sounds like you got him down, and that's excellent. Let's go to Arthur in Indiana. I'll try to get through as many as we can. Arthur in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Sharon.
Okay, the name is Arthur, and the last name starts with a P, as in Paul.
Okay, Arthur P. Sharon.
Okay, Arthur, it's like you'll work really, really hard, but you've got to leave time in your world for play and for fun simply because that's who you are. You have fairness issues. You want the world to be fair. You know, it's people like you I love doing business with because you're not going to screw anybody because you've got these fairness issues. You want other people to treat you fairly, and you want to treat them fairly. You have a tendency when you're working to really, really work and work hard. But when you get around play, you can be so much fun. You like to be the top of your game. You have a tendency to be a little bit of a perfectionist in there. And so just be aware that when you're working hard and you've got those perfectionistic tendencies, sometimes you don't ever want to finish because it's not quite perfect enough. But you, my friend, would be a fun one to work with.
Really? Now, Arthur, is that true?
Oh, my God.
Are you a fun person to work with or not?
Yeah, she's right about me trying to be fair to everybody. Yeah, that is absolutely true.
Really? Does this shock you that she could be so close to who you are?
Yeah, it actually it is, and I hope we're not into some kind of whatever she does to come up with this. I hope it's not demonic in nature.
Hope it
isn't. Absolutely not. It's totally based on the Bible. That's how I tested it to make sure that it worked. And I meditated every day and prayed and asked for guidance.
So no, it's not woo-woo stuff. It you know, it's not woo-woo stuff, Arthur.
Yeah. She's right on the money. It's kind of scary.
Well, it's kind of reassuring, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much for the phone call. Thank you. Let's go to Sherry in Tennessee. Sherry in Tennessee, you're on with Sharon. First name and first initial of last name. Go ahead, please.
Well, this is not actually for me. I have two children. She can only do one, that's fine. My son's name is Evan, E-V-A-N, Michael, Charles, and the last name starts with an M. I'm looking for direction for him as far as a career path. He just graduated from high school, and he's torn between two different areas to go into.
All right.
So Evan is the one that just graduated, and the first name, the last name starts with an M?
Yes.
Okay. He is so charismatic. He's got to do something with people because he's wanting to make the world a better place. He needs to get out there with people and use that charisma to help join people together, working together. So he would make a great mediator. He would make anything that's like a psychologist. He could do anything that manages people and gets them excited about getting a project done or work done. He comes from the heart over the head, okay? And he's got the charisma and he's got the intelligence, but he's got to do something that comes from heart and works with people. Now, your other one was Michael Charles?
No, that's his middle name.
Oh, that's his middle name. Great. Yeah. Okay, so his challenge is he makes things harder than they have to be. And yet he has a lot of self-confidence that helps carry him through. But he's so people-oriented, and he really is a great manifester. He can create whatever it is he wants.
Okay.
But it's got to be, I was just going to say, it's just got to be working with people.
Okay. We had an incident. He wanted to go into engineering, and then right the day of graduation, I woke him up to go to a graduation, and he couldn't walk. So got him to graduation. He hobbled through it. He looked at me, Mom, I have to go to the hospital. Took him to the hospital, and it changed his whole perspective.
All right, stay right there. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Sharon Lynn Wyeth is our guest. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Now I'm saving all my loving for someone who's loving me. Oh, now go. Walk out the door. Just turn around now. You're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to break me with his mind? Just got troubled. Just got laid down and die. Oh, you're not I.
Oh, I love it. Oh, my goodness, yes.
Oh! Oh,
oh, that is so good. Oh, man. Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. One of the best songs ever written. It's all about love. We know that. And get rid of those bad people in your life. You don't need them. No bad energy. No bad whatever. I'm just so glad to have Sharon Lynn Wyeth joining us today. Know the name, know the person, and the website, knowthename.com, knowthename.com. We are talking to all of you out there about what you would like to know about your names. Now, we were at Sherry in Tennessee. Did we finish up the second name that you had, Sherry?
Well, I was just going to simply say, when he got injured right before graduation and he couldn't walk across the stage, well, he actually did walk across the stage, and I took him to the hospital, I told him, you know, maybe this is God's sign that you needed to go into a nursing profession.
Okay.
I didn't know if that is something that.
All right. Well, let's get the response from Sharon. Without any, go ahead, Sharon. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I want to ask. In your last name, do you have a letter L in your last name?
No, we do not.
Okay. Well, and the reason I was asking because of the other letters in his name, and it doesn't say to go into nursing per se. If he would have had an L in his last name, it would have been there. But it does say he's got to work with people. So if he went into engineering, he's not really working with people in the way that he's here to make the world a better place. And any way he can do that, working with people. So nursing is an option, but it's not that specific in his name as long as he's working with people to make the world a better place.
Okay, thank you very much, Sherry. Thank you for the phone call. Let me remind you all, on your colon cleanses, you know that we're going to start next Wednesday or Thursday. Josh, don't laugh. Please.
This is a great segue.
You're going to do it anyway. You're going to do it anyway, whether you want to or not. We want you to get it ordered today. We'll do everything we can to get it out. That's why we started telling you to do it last, you know, a few days ago. Get it ordered so we can get it to you, hopefully, at least start Wednesday or Thursday, because Dr. Group will be on probably Wednesday or Thursday. And just to let you all know that, so we can all do a group cleanse. I think that will be like a group hug, a group cleanse, you know. I know. Anyway, but we want to get your gut healthy. And if I have to be the one to do it on, I will do it, because we got to get your gut healthy. All right, let's go to Aaron in Kansas. Josh just wants to walk out the door. Aaron in Kansas, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, Aaron.
Hi, thank you. You've got me rolling here. My name is Aaron, E-R-I-N, last initial W.
See, I love that last initial. I'm partial. Aaron, you are a physical toucher. You need to have touching and hugging and just, you know, you connect with people in that particular way. You're just here to make the world a more beautiful place, and you've got the intelligence to do it and the independence to do it, and you can think for yourself, and you're just going out there and helping other people feel better. And I think that's just tremendous, because you're working with them on an emotional basis. Also, you're the one that if a picture's hanging crooked on the wall, you're going to go over there and straighten it out.
Wow. Wow. Let me ask Aaron. Aaron, do you go around straightening pictures?
Yes, I do.
Do you really?
Yes, I do.
Now, who would have thought we would have known that dark secret in your background? Who would have thought?
It's a symmetrical thing to me. I don't know why, but it has to, you know, I don't know why. I do it, yes. I do
okay.
It everywhere.
All right. What about the other nice things that she said about you? Do you agree with
Absolutely.
Those?
Absolutely. Absolutely right on. That's always my goal with everyone, is whenever I greet anyone, I want to leave them feeling better than when I first met them. That's just my goal.
These are such good Power Hour listeners. Oh, my gosh. I just love them all. Sharon, do we not have, like, the coolest people in the world listening to this program?
You really do. I love coming here, because everyone who calls in, it's so easy to find such nice, positive things.
Oh, wow. That is so nice of you to say that. Hey, thank you very much, Aaron. I like that
thank
name.
You.
That is great. Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
Sherry in Texas. Sherry in Texas? No. Yes or no?
Jerry
in Texas. Okay, Jerry, I can't even tell sex. Jerry in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, Jerry.
All right. First-time caller, long-time listener. Love you, Joyce Riley. And my name is Jerry, and last name O.
I love your attitude. Thank you for calling in today. About darn time you call in. Jerry O.
You are brilliant, Jerry. Absolutely brilliant. You have intuition. You have knowingness. You just have the smarts to go along with it. You really need your private time to able to rebalance. It's like you can get along with anybody, but some of the stuff that other people do just drives you nuts. And so you need your private time and able to rebalance so that you don't get thrown off by what other people are doing. And in that private time, you really are just like happy with you. It's really kind of cool. So many people don't want to be alone, and yet you really crave that peace. And that's when you resort everything and make sense out of everything. You have the ability to get along with anyone you want to, and really even pushy people or bossy people, you know how to handle it and have everybody just calm down around you. And you do that through your intelligence, and you do that through your humor. Great.
Oh, my gosh. Jerry, are you single?
No.
Wow, you are quite the person.
You hit so much on the head. I mean, she started off with brilliant, 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 and, you know, not tooting a horn or anything, but I did go through school in honors and AP. I was first in my class in fifth grade, got the academic award, and then all the way through high school, graduated with honors and made a perfect score, 300 on my FIA for college. Really, really good tester, so that's really impressive that that could come off of a name.
Isn't that incredible?
And then she said the private time about all the things that I can weigh out and needing my private time to reassess and to make sense of everything. Not to put too much out there, but I messed up in my 20s, and I had to sit in a box. And it was then that I decided to become a sober Christian, you know, enthusiastic. Now I'm a life coach, professional skydiver, a director of a nutrition store, because
wow.
I got some private time, and I still seek it out now. As being a new dad, I have no private time. I leave work surrounded by people. I show up at home surrounded by people, and I have to go to the gym, or I have to go on a bike ride so I can think things through, and I don't listen to music. I let my own thoughts. I need to be a quiet and alone. And she just said, she just blew me out of the water. That just blows me away.
That makes me want to cry. I mean, that is so beautiful what she has to say about you. And that's got to be so reassuring that you're on the right track.
Thank you so much, y'all, for taking my call. She is amazing. I'm going to have to re-listen to that. I listened to your listen line over 24-hour loops. And mm-hmm. I'm going to listen tomorrow and show my family. And they're not going to believe it. This is beyond...
Yeah, it is incredible. She is incredible. And you guys get the book and you can do it yourself. Know the name, know the person. Also, remember, you can get the CDs from the Power Hour. You can get this hour, $5 an hour, or all 3 hours for $10 at the Power Mall. That is just incredible. I mean, how do you feel, Sharon, when somebody says all these incredible things about she's right, she's right? I mean, you know you're right and you know how you do this, but that's got to be so reassuring.
What I love, though, is it says to people, you can do this, too, because there's nothing magical about it. It's just learning the patterns that show up in a name. And I think it's a tool that God gave us and able to say, look, you want to know why you're here? You want to know how much I love you? Look at the gifts I gave you. They're all in your name. And you're having a hard time getting along with this person? Look, I gave you their names, and I think our names are inspired, And, you know, we gave you the name so that you guys would know how to get along with each other and how to help each other.
Well, let me ask you this. If you were getting ready to marry somebody, or let's say they ask you out on a date, or let's say you were doing Match.com or something, would you make sure that you did the name first? I mean, would that be the first thing you would do?
Absolutely. And I've got articles on Match.com. And it
really?
Will help people determine that. Yes.
I knew that.
I was interviewed by one of their authors and then had to rewrite the whole story for her because, you know, you've got to tweak it and you can't tweak it and make it wrong. But there's articles out there. And the answer is absolutely yes. I've been single for 26 years and I've dated very rarely during that time. And my kids always go, why? Why haven't you gotten out more? And I said, well, you know, I don't want to waste somebody's time, and I can look at the names and go, I don't want to have to deal with that. Not in that kind of a relationship. And so, but lately I have been dating. I found a fabulous man and the name works and he works. So it's really lovely. And my kids are always, anytime I would take a date, they'd go, what's his name, Mom?
Wow. That is so cool. Thank you very much for that. Let's go to, boy, I'm still on a high here from Jerry in Texas. I'm so happy for him. Man, he sounds like a neat person. Let's go to Daryl in somewhere. Daryl, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. First name and initial of last name.
Hi, Joyce. Hi, Sharon. And if Josh is still listening, I want to say hi to him. Well, I definitely love him on the show.
Oh,
thank you very much.
Yeah, he's right here.
Thing, Yeah, absolutely, Josh. First name Darryl is actually D-A-R-R-E-L-L. Last initial N is a Nancy.
Okay, I want to ask, do you have in the middle name or the last name another L?
yes, I do. Last name.
Okay, the reason I'm asking that is because you have health issues in your name, and that would confirm that for me, since I'm not dealing with the whole name. Okay, and that simply means that you've got to watch any time you go to a doctor, and whatever they prescribe or whatever they tell you, you go get a second, a third, and sometimes a fourth opinion before you do anything invasive, because it says in your name that they could make a medical mistake on you and you would pay for it with your own physical health. And so I really want to suggest for you, Darryl, that you use alternative and you go natural absolutely as much as possible for your own health, because that's the huge warning in your name. You're here to learn about God. You're here to learn about how people are religious, how people are spiritual, what that really means. That's your whole purpose here. You've got the ego and the knowingness. You've got the fairness. You've got the discernment. You can see things from other people's points of view. You have the empathy. But it's like, how are you going to use that? Why were you given all those fabulous gifts? And your name literally says, I am here to learn about the divine.
Wow. Let me ask you, Darryl, what are your thoughts on that?
I think she's just like everybody else, right on the money. I have to say I am on the natural path approach. I've gone to doctors before, and I detest it because of everything I've learned about health and wellness. They're just in it for the money.
Well,
as far as the other information, I actually ordered my Healthy Start Pack from your website, Joyce. So, and I will be
wonderful.
Joining Youngevity as well, because that's what I think is my path as well, is to help people with the wellness spiritually and, you know, with the body as well.
Well, thank you so much for that. You know, and I thank you very much, Darryl, for your frankness, but I would encourage also, if you all disagree with what she's saying, don't be afraid to say right. that. Maybe she can explain it more. But that's excellent. So you are on the path to God. Thank you very much, Darryl, for the phone call. Let's go to Colton in Missouri. Colton in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
My name's Colton Dale Bergen.
Okay. And what is your first, your first name is Colton, your last name?
Bergen. Bergen.
Bergen. B-U-R, how do you spell it?
G-I-N.
B-U-R-G-I-N?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay,
Colton
I want
Bergen.
I want to know how old you are, Colton.
How old are you? Nine.
Nine. Okay, I want to say, first of all, you are a handful for your mom. Because you're going to do what you want to do. You'll listen to what she says, and then you go ahead and do whatever you want to do anyway. So, and she can't get too mad at you because you're listening first. You've got
yes.
in your name what I call the magical combination that makes math and music and logic and anything that's orderly easy for you to learn. So anything that takes step-by-step and procedures, it's the same thing I've got in my name. So you could be doing what I'm doing really easily. It's looking for patterns, and it's making sense out of things that other people might think are complicated and breaking it down to saying, that's not hard. Look at it this way. You are very competitive and want to be the top of your game. Are you in sports? Because you ought to be in sports.
Yes, I am in sports.
I bet you're good.
Yep.
Okay, let me ask a question here. Is your mother there handy?
Grandmother.
Okay, Grandma, does that sound like Colton?
Yes.
Where did she go, Grandma?
Yes, that's him, absolutely. He
is it really?
Way or no way.
Now, we're not justifying that he goes ahead and does his thing.
Right.
We're not going to justify
you listen
that.
Listen to your mama, boy.
Right. And he's very competitive. He has a younger brother, and he wants to be the best at everything he does. And he does figure out things, I mean, that I can't even He had a tablet the other day, and he goes, I'm going to show you how to turn the TV on with this tablet, and he had just got it, and he did.
I'll tell you the gift you can teach him. If you would teach him how to give a good apology, you would be doing him a service, because in his name it says, I don't like to apologize, I don't like to be wrong, and I don't know how to apologize. So if he had a method of apology, that would make it easier for him, because it's one of the things he came to learn how to do.
Okay. Uh-huh. Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate your having Colton call. Colton, you're a sweetheart. We love you. And listen to what your grandma tells you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much, sweetheart. All right. Let me go to a name here. Amelinda, Amelinda. Last name begins with it's Amelinda Louise. Last name begins with an R.
Okay. I would not be surprised if Amelinda is in some kind of caretaking profession, like looking over a rest home, or being in a hospital, or being a nurse, or being in pharmaceuticals, or doing something with assisted living. I mean, she's got everything in her name where she would be really good at running one of those places or helping people in that sort of an area. There is not anybody that Amelinda cannot get along with. If you look at her name, and again, we don't know if there's a Y in the last name, but she's got every vowel other than the Y showing to me. And the more vowels you have, the easier it is for you to understand and communicate with others.
Okay, we'll be back after this break. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. 3 minutes. Stay tuned. Joyce Riley with Sharon Lynn Wyeth.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Who is moving on the water? Who is holding up the moon? is peeling back the darkness with the burning light of noon? Who is standing on the mountains? Who is on the earth below? Who is bigger than the heavens? And the lover of my soul. I yield to God, He is Yahweh. The great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Joseph Sharon, He is Yahweh. The righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today. And I want to thank especially Sharon Lynn Wyeth. We're going to run out of time here, and I know we've got lots of callers, lots of names here that want to talk with her. The book is Know the Name, Know the Person, and you can learn how to do it yourself by getting the book. Call us at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. Also, remember all the specials we have at the Power Mall, the Gary Null products, the North American Urban Spice, the Defender Nutritive Pack, all the items that are on special. Please order from the Power Mall. Get your silver while it's on special, and also the Green Body Cleanse book, and get your cleanse so you can cleanse along with the rest of us. Let me go to this name, if you don't mind, Sharon. It is Charles. Middle initial begins with G, and last name begins with M. So that would be Charles G, middle initial, and M for the last name, beginning of the last name.
Okay, Charles is a lifelong learner. He wants to keep learning. He doesn't like it if new information is not coming in, because that's what he's about. He's very charismatic when he wants to be, but he can turn it on and off just like a light switch. He can make things harder than they need to be, and he does that to make sure that the learning occurs as he's going through something, because there's almost a belief that if it came too easy, it doesn't have as much value. And he's very, very observant. And the coolest thing in his name is that the older he gets, the more self-confident he gets.
Hmm. Very good. All right. Let's go to our next caller, which is Diane in Michigan. Diane, you're on the air with Sharon. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
My name is Diane. Middle name is Irene. And last name starts with K. And if you don't mind, if you could do my son also.
Okay, well, let's try this one and see if we have time.
All right.
Okay, Diane, you're all about family, so it doesn't surprise me that you're asking about your son.
Mm-hmm.
When we come to the earth, we come to learn, and all of our lessons come in either one of three packages: relationships, finances, or health. And you've chosen relationships, and then you want to major in family. So the good, bad, ugly, the joyous, all the time-consuming, family takes up your time with relationships. And so that's very important. And it says that you work for family, that you're the one, the powerhouse behind the rest of them to make sure that everybody's okay. And you want to make the world a better place, and you have an incredibly generous spirit, but everything in your name, Diane, is saying family, family, family.
Wow. Is that true, Diane?
Yeah, probably, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Probably?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. What an amazing show with Sharon Lynn Wyeth, author of the book, Know the Name, Know the Person, and the website is Know the Name. Thank you, Sharon. You are awesome, awesome, awesome. Amazing information. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, always my pleasure. And there's an app out there called Name Meaning. So for 99 cents, you can get your first name done.
Oh, really? Name Meeting app. Cool. Hey, thank you so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Group will be on next Thursday, just to let you all know. Have a blessed weekend. Bless